You know, in many ways, it seems so long ago, and in other ways, I can remember almost every detail as it happened in real time. So it was an exciting time as a community for a number of reasons. We decided 2018 was the year that we were going to put together a targeted and organized campaign to become Craft Hockeyville. And it certainly did bring our community together, and we were fortunate enough to make it to the Final Four, and then fortunate enough to have Gary Bettman crown us Craft Hockeyville 2018.
And can you talk about what it meant to the community, what you did with the winnings?
So, well, what it meant for the community was, you know, it's funny. Small communities always think of themselves as Hockeyvilles, because hockey really does bring community together. In many ways, it builds community, and then through that, you know, the hockey program is built. But for Lucan, hockey is a way of life, and we have an incredibly rich history with hockey. And, you know, Saturday night, our junior team, community comes out to cheer them on. Tyke games, community comes out, and it's just never changed. I hear stories back in the 50s to, you know, today. Everybody comes out to cheer their little players on. But we're a growing community. And so while we have this incredibly rich history, we also have a lot of newcomers that don't have the same history with that love, and they're looking to build relationships. And so from a community standpoint, going through the Hockeyville program and event brought new and old families together, young and old residents together. And if you look back through various pictures and you know, videos of that time, you know, you see relationships being made, embracing, laughs, all sorts of things. And that's what you want for a community. And as I say, if you walk down the streets today in Lucan and ask them about that experience, that's what they'll take away from, is how it really did build our community and brought us closer together.
Access to local financial resources, very limited. So how important is it to have this kind of program in place for communities our size?
Well, you know, and that's it. Like, you know, municipalities, the only form of income they have are their property taxes. And to raise taxes for a major renovation to a arena or community center, the folks in Dryden would know that's a difficult thing for municipal leaders to do. There's grant programs out there, but again, those are hard to come by. And we don't have the same access to corporate sponsorship that, you know, our urban friends do. So this program, and I'm glad you brought it up, because the reason we chose 2018 is because we're in the process of doing a major renovation to our community center and arena. And the Craft Hockeyville program, with a $250,000 cash prize associated with it, we looked at it as a kickstarting that that event community development program for Lucan and Lucan Bidolf. And certainly that's what it did. And, you know, it's incredibly responsible for these types of corporate citizens, for Kraft Heinz, to be involved in this sort of campaign, because, you know, we don't have the luxury of being able to have somebody write us a check for $250,000. I really would encourage small communities like Dryden to think about their story and the importance of community and what hockey means to you, and put that story to paper and tell your story, because that's what Canadians want to hear when they think of Kraft Hockeyville and the Hockeyville program. We want to know why hockey is important to you and why it's made a difference to your family, you know, tell your story, put it to paper, register, nominate your community, and build from there.